WBDG, Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! Right. School talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Zimmer. And once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not. I am, and you're not. I am. What am I, and you're right. That's a different show. 244-9234. That's 244-9234. That's our. You can call in. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com. That's my email. I got guests in the house. So everybody just go. 1, 2, 3, we. 1, 2, 3, we. Yeah, I missed it. So I wanted to say it. So I did. Good morning, Daniela.
Good morning, Emerson.
My Medusa.
How's it going?
You're a year older now.
I am.
Wow. You had a birthday. You had a birthday.
You know, it's crazy because, like, you wake up and you feel so different.
Yeah, those things happen, you know. You keep on living, then you have a birthday. And then you have a birthday on top of that birthday. Then you have another birthday. Then before you know it, you got a couple birthdays, one a year. Then you have a birthday that comes on last year. I'm like, where did that come from?
It just gets faster, you know. The older you get, the faster it goes.
Yeah. I used to get cakes on my birthday, and I just have a birthday. Day birthday, next, over, next, 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 next. I'm fine. I say good morning.
Good morning.
In your birthday, yeah. So how about, I wasted 5 hours already, so let's go do the thing we call the Big
Board. All right, well, spring break, that's March 17th through April 1st. We've got School Talk with Emerson, that's every Friday at 7:30.
Friday.
This week we have the Ben Davis Key Club.
Oh, yeah, Key Club.
Next week, not sure.
Me neither.
If you miss it, we replay Sundays at 2 p.m. Cinderella, that's March 9th and 10th at 7 p.m. in the Ben Davis Theater. And basketball this week, we have Warren Central versus Ben Davis for the Southport Regional, and that's 12 o'clock at noon. So.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Oh, and the Ben Davis 52-52 Marathon, that's coming April 27th.
That's going to be wild. That's going to be, if you never, ever, 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 ever witness one of our marathons.
Now's the time.
Now is the time. It's full of energy, music, entertainment, and it's really kind of cool. So I encourage you, if you have an opportunity to check it out, please check it out. Because you have a lot of hours, and a lot of years to check out because they go through.
Yep, we're going through 52 years.
And so they'll be playing music that was featured during those time periods. So you might hear some of your good old jams and some songs you ain't never heard before. You'd be going like, I didn't know they sung that song. I thought somebody else sung that song. I didn't realize they were the original owners, original singers of that song. So you might learn something. You know, it's kind of cool. So, yeah, we're in house tonight. We got keys. But it's not about car keys. it's not about keys you find to open up a door. But these keys open up a interesting, I would say, type of door, which is really, really, really cool. So with that in mind, I'm going to, oops, I hit the wrong button here. I can't do that. Whoops, there we go. Let's try this one. Now, oh, there we go. And try this one. Yep. Just try that. Nope, that's not gonna work, but I'll try it anyway. And so in the studios, we have a couple students here on the show. We're gonna talk about some good old things that we used to do. There we go. Find my file here. Been a late night. So we got the Key Club. And it's an interesting club. And I'm going to introduce my guest here if I can find my board here. I still can't find my board. And I got in the studios. I got two seniors. No, that's, yeah, well, yeah, I do have two seniors. Hey. So, Sydney O'Day and Maddie Jensen. Maddie, that's it. Is it really Maddie, or is that short for something else?
It's short for Madeline.
Can you speak it to the microphone, because they can't see. Yeah, it says radio. Yeah, that is cool. So, all right, I'm going to start with Sydney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the School Talk.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you. And can you tell me, so you are a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to college?
Yes, I am planning on going to Purdue University. And for my first year, I'm going to go into their exploratory studies and then try to figure it out from there. I know I want to do something with math and science, but that's all I got so far.
Yeah. Trying to figure things out. I feel you on trying to figure it out. I mean, I'm still trying to figure it out. And I've been here a couple of days, you know, I'm still trying to figure this thing out, you know, but you sometimes when you do go to college, you do change your major. So that happens. So if you go to college and you happen to change your major, it's not the end of the world. It's just that all it means is you change your major. That sounds so crazy. Okay. Also, I've got Maddie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me more. Okay. You're a senior.
I am.
And where are you going to go to college?
I'm not decided yet, but I'm either going to go to IU or Butler to study health sciences.
Oh, you can't go wrong either one.
That's what everyone says.
You can't. You really can't. And the key to it is, not to pun, play on words, key club, woo, is the fact that if you don't go to college, I'm going to come visit you.
You are?
Yes. That is crazy.
That's exciting.
Yeah, but I'll come eat all your food up in your home. I always tell my kids, and I call you guys my kids. I'm sorry about that. I just do. I'm going to visit your home, eat up all your food, if you don't go to college. So you got to do that. You got to go to college. It's so important. You can get certain things on the high school diploma by itself, but that secondary education is so huge. And that's why it is necessary that you do what you do in secondary education, go to school. So tell me, who are your advisors in Key Club?
So our sponsors are Mr. Mendenhall, who is a French teacher here at Ben Davis High School, and Miss Offen, who is a math teacher here at Ben Davis High School.
Awesome. That's great. So they're in charge. Now, what is the Key Club? Now, I can tell you what the Key Club is. It's not making keys, right? So you don't make keys. So,
no, we do not know how to make any type of keys.
So what is the Key Club?
So Key Club is an organization that's dedicated to serving our community. We meet every week in our committees. We have a few different committees that are just made to better our community, better our school. Right now, our biggest one is our dance marathon that we're planning in its first year.
Oh, wow. Now, that I know a little bit about that only because I've seen other schools do it. And I was hoping so. And so now there's your sponsor. Who really runs Key Club? Do the kids really run Key Club? Or just the advisors do advise and just sponsor? Are you guys really in charge of it?
Well,
tell
our sponsors.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. No.
Well, as officers, we do a lot for the Key Club, but we do have a lot of help from our advisors. They help us connect a lot of the dots between us as children and then our superiors that are like in charge of different things and maybe getting things passed so that we can maybe fundraise for something, or like if another school needs volunteers, they email the sponsors. They don't really email the officers necessarily. Mm-hmm. So they're definitely a pathway for us to get information.
See, folks, the Key Club, they just don't dance all the time. You know, these students have an opportunity to give to their school and give to the community. And they also participate in service projects. I've heard that. Have you guys had a chance to do that yet since you've been on with the...
This past winter, Key Club helped a lot with Mrs. Rose Secret Santa project.
Hey.
She actually started that as a Key Club member.
Okay.
And it's still going on now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what year it's in necessarily, but it's an extremely successful event. We provide gifts to about 10 students from like each elementary mm-hmm. that just they might not have like the things to be able to get a big Christmas this year. So we kind of just help them out a little bit. And that's a big project for Key Club that we like to help out with.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Because they do some good stuff. I've seen somewhere written that Key Club members across the state will help with Coat for Kids, Fun Fest. Also, they used to be on the west side, the West Lake Carnival. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of projects that Key Club gets involved in through its Key Club members. So how can you join Key Club? I mean, you just wake up one morning and say, I'm a giant Key Club. You got to be in a certain grade?
So we're open to 9 through 12. We don't have a lot of freshmen just because we are in a different building.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a meeting, kind of like a co-op meeting at the beginning of the year where mm-hmm. you can say, hey, I want to be a part of something great. There is a small fee to join Key Club.
Gotta pay dues.
Gotta pay your dues.
That's life.
And then we have weekly meetings that you should attend to get all the information about upcoming opportunities.
Mm-hmm. When someone says there ain't no free lunch, you say, yes, it is. No, it's not, because you show up, you got to buy your own food. So, you know, it ain't no free lunch. It just ain't no free lunch. Danielle, I try. I know she's crying right now. But I tried to get a free lunch, but I got there and but there ain't no free lunches in life. You gotta pay your way. You know, you gotta contribute. And the dues ain't that much. So, you know, it's cool. And like she said, 9 through 12 can join if you're a student here at Ben Davis High School to be a member of the Key Club. Because I like what they do. Now, you don't see these two young folks, Maddie and Sydney, you might see they're like, you hear their names now. So you guys are famous now. Because you're on the radio show with Emerson on School Talk. So, therefore, you have just joined the ranks of before they were famous celebrities who were Key Clubbers. Now, so you're Key Clubbers, and now you're famous. You're in the same, I don't care what your politics. Oh, Tom Cruise, actor, was a Key Clubber.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that was cool. Now, you guys might know some folks, too. Ricky Lake, she old actress and TV host, she was a Key Clubber. Brad Pitt, actor, was a Key Clubber. So, see, y'all in good company. Howard Stern, radio DJ, shock jock out of New York City. He was a Key Clubber. Now, do you guys know any famous Key Clubbers off top of your head?
The only one I really knew was Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So the other ones were new to me.
Well, you know two more. You know Sydney O'Day. She's a Key Clubber. And you got Maddie Jensen. Jensen. She's a Key Clubber. Trent Locke, a U.S. Senator from Mississippi from 1989 to 2007. He was a Key Clubber. Oh, football player, famous football player, Joe Namath of the New York Jets way back in the day. He was a Key Clubber. Yeah, buddy. You've heard of Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah.
What they do? Yeah, they build houses. Yeah, there you go. You knew that. Yeah, Millard Fuller, who's the founder of Habitat for Humanity, he was a Key Clubber. Okay, I'm going to sing a song. Let me see, I can't sing a song. Hey, boo, no, see. Blue, don't step on my blue shade shoes, dude.
Carl Perkins.
No.
Presley.
Yes. He was a Key Clubber. There you go. You're a music person. You know this. Yeah. So you guys are in, and I can go, oh, Alan Jackson, country singer. Was a Key Clubber. So y'all can just Google. Y'all Google everything, don't you? Y'all Google a lot, Sydney? You Google
all the time. All the time.
You don't grab a dictionary, a book or something?
What's a dictionary?
Yeah.
According to Google, it's a book.
According to Google, the dictionary is a book. And to find that out, you got to go to Google. Not the dictionary. That is crazy. But anyway, it's crazy. I do the same thing. How attached are you guys to your phone? Are you really attached? Are you guys that attached to your phone?
I have my phone on my wrist.
Oh no! Beam me up, Scotty. Smart from Agent X. Get smart. Y'all know that show. Get smart. Hey, yeah. Talk to you. Got one in your shoe too? Is your shoe a telephone?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Technology, gosh, dictionary. Yeah, what's the dictionary? Like at one commercial, this one child, she was in her backyard, and she was, yep, and she was on her iPad, and then her mama said, I don't know her name was. Let's see. Hey, Sydney, what are you doing on the computer? And Sydney says,
what's a computer?
Exactly. What's a computer? That is awesome. So that's cool. So Sydney, and this is for Sydney and Maddie. Since you have been in Key Club, what life skills have you obtained, or what skills have you obtained that you can use as you go on this journey they call life? Because one thing about athletes always talk about, well, it's true, you know, skills they get in sports they can use in the real life. Mm-hmm. So is that happening, Key Club?
Well, as we are both actually athletes as well,
dang!
So I feel between the two of them, I have learned how to time manage like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Having to time manage between Key Club meetings and practices. I've also learned how to work with others and how to figure out the ranks on how to coordinate with people and mm-hmm. get a fight going and to make that actually happen. So those are just a couple of the little things that I've learned from Key Club over the years.
Okay. And Maddie?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is giving to others. That's all Key Club is known for, is just giving back to our community, helping to serve and love on others. Another big thing is starting and finishing a project. Every year we have kind of our big thing in the spring, whether it's Relay for Life or this year our dance marathon. And we start from really nothing and we create this huge project that raises lots of money for these charities.
But now, would you have done or gained these traits or skills or observations without Key Club or sports?
Honestly, probably not. Coming into my freshman year, I wasn't sure if I was going to do cross country.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did, and running became a humongous part of my life. And I honestly couldn't tell you what high school would be like without having my athletics with me.
Mm. Maddie?
Yeah, I think that Key Club has been integral in helping me to realize that I do live a pretty privileged life, and just being able to serve others through this organization, it's just a great thing.
Mm-hmm. You think kids are selfish? Youth or young people?
Yes.
How about old people?
I don't think we're necessarily selfish altogether. I just feel that we don't understand the possibilities and the privileges that we have here, like that other people don't. We really take for granted the things that we have.
I agree. Yeah. But at the same time, though, you guys have more stuff, as George Carlin would mm-hmm. say. You got more stuff. Like, you know, when, like, back in the day, I always make a joke about, yeah, send me to my room. My microwave is in my room. My refrigerator is in my room. My TV's in my room. You know, send me, I don't care. Lock me in my room for days. I got food. I got TV. I got communications. I got everything. I used to say that before I even had it. But but now it's true. Lock me in my room. I don't care. I got my phone.
Yeah.
I got everything. You know, I can, I don't need a car. I can Uber. I sneak out the window, Uber a car, get in trouble, you know, and with my phone, I got everything, you know. So it's not really a phone. It's a electronic device, a communication device. Beam me up, Scotty. Kirk out. I don't know where that came from. But it was, but it's interesting. But at the same time, if you don't know what these skills are, and then you go just the opposite, it's not really, really, really cool. Because I said, you guys are, you are exposed to so much stuff in the news, in the media. It's like when things happen back in my day, things would happen, we hear about it later. In your generation, when things happen, you hear about why it's happening. You know, and it's really, really crazy. You don't really have a time to digest. Oh, what happened yesterday? Or what happened last week? No. It's like what happened a minute ago. It's right in your face. And so you guys are exposed to much more stuff than I was back in the day when you guys weren't even born. Because I was born. And when you guys weren't even born, I was born. I was born in 1954. That's so long ago. In 1954, I should do a show on what we have now that we didn't have in 1954. You were 35? Your grandma 35? Oh, 1935. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. She didn't have no phone. We didn't have no phone. You know, we didn't have indoor plumbing. Can you imagine living without indoor plumbing? Mm. You ever been camping? You ever been camping?
Kind of. Okay. Sleeping in a cabin is but, camping in the woods.
Did you have indoor plumbing?
Yes.
See? No. Then you haven't been camping. No. Camping when you're out there with the bears. You go in the bathroom with the bears. You go where the bears go. And they don't go to the bathrooms. But it's crazy. You think about, one thing about the things we do have that we didn't have when I was young, I do appreciate things that we have. And I'm so glad that our young people like you guys appreciate what you have now. Because some of the things that we called them luxury back in the day, they're necessities now. Mm-hmm. Having a cell phone back in the day was like a luxury. And then if you had a mobile phone, you were a rich person or a drug dealer. Or a rich drug dealer. Because nobody, you know, because normal folk didn't have mobile phones. And then they were like bag. It was like, see my briefcase over there? It was, they had bag phones. Your phone was in the bag. Then they had the brick. You probably remember the brick? Y'all probably seen the brick in your history class. The brick, you know. But that's cool. All right, back to Key Club. I'm all over the place. So, how many years have you guys been? This is your first year in Key Club? Can't be your first year.
This is my third year. This
is my fourth.
Okay. Why initially did you join Key Club? Initially, 3 years ago. Why did you? I mean, would you? You're going to join Key Club or you can't get out of the house. Were your parents Key Clubbers?
No.
Was they involved in school stuff?
I mean, my mom was, yeah. She really encouraged all of my brothers, mm-hmm. which I have a lot of siblings, so she always encouraged us to be involved in academics and athletics. Okay. But I really got involved in Key Club because of Sydney. Sydney joined our freshman year, mm-hmm. and she just had so much positive things to say about it that I was like, I want to do that. I want to try. And so the last few years have been great. This year I'm serving as the treasurer. Sydney's president for 2 years now.
Running the joint. Yeah, we in charge. Yeah, they run it. So I'm advisors often and Mrs. Often. I said, I like that. I like her name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mrs. Mendenhall. Sorry, but I know they're in charge. So you can't tell me that you grown folks are in charge of this. You know, I got the treasurer who runs the money. I got the president who runs your organization. Don't tell me who's in charge. The kids are in charge. But that is so awesome. So Sydney, why did you join?
Well, my freshman year, I was kind of getting the feel of everything. Mm-hmm. And a girl on the cross country team was also the president of Key Club at the mm-hmm. time. And she was trying to just get kids involved. And she said, hey, you should come out and try out and like join Key Club. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, but where is that? Like, what is that? And she's like, okay.
Are we making keys?
Exactly. I was like, I don't know anything about making a key. I don't know how that's going to help me. But she actually was like, here, I'll meet you right by the Freshman Center. I'll walk you over and I'll show you. And the first day, like, we walked over there and I got the feel of what Key Club was like. And it was just a great organization. A lot of people I knew, like cross-country runners who were older, like upperclassmen, who I thought were like the coolest thing ever because I was a little freshy. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically how I just got the start in Key Club. And then through that, I just kept doing it and I just kept loving it. So basically, yeah, that's it.
How does the Key Club come up with this ideals of what things you're going to do? Or do they have y'all have just talk about certain things? Like if you wanted to do a different project, how would that happen?
Well, for example, our upcoming dance marathon, mm-hmm. Some people from IUPUI who are in charge of their Jagathon mm-hmm. Emailed Miss Offen, and they were like, hey, we know high schools can do dance marathons. We've been trying to get someone kind of close to like IUPUI, like to see if any of those high schools would like to do it. And we just kind of latched on. And so through that, they've really been helping us plan and organize. And even this past weekend, we got an opportunity to go see their Jagathon in full effect.
Wow.
And kind of just get an image of what ours can kind of look like, how it can kind of run. And so it's basically they just kind of email us and then we are like, okay, is this something we can take on? Can we do it? And so dance marathon is something we definitely wanted to take on. We knew it from the second we heard it. We were all like, yes. Like, we didn't even hear how to plan it. We didn't know anything of the sorts, and we just knew we wanted to do it.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Folks, you know, Key Club is an international organization founded and supported by the Kiwanis International. The purpose of Key Club is to give students an opportunity to give to their community through participation in service projects. And interesting, this might sound crazy, but when you get in trouble with the law, a lot of times a part of your punishment is community projects. And you're forced to do it with a court order. The judge says, all right, you used that car the wrong way. You took somebody's car and you ran into a tree. I'm glad you're okay, but now you got punishment. So your punishment might be you have to volunteer at a certain church or a nonprofit organization, and you got to give them weekends for about 5 months of weekend work or something like that. So, but K Club is community service without a court order. So it's easier to do things that you like than do things when somebody make you do it. So you guys are all volunteers. You volunteered to be in Key Club to give your time and give your talents. So I got a couple of minutes left. So if you was talking to someone, trying to convince them to be Key Clubbers, what would you say to them, Sydney?
I would just say it's a great opportunity to give back and to really just open your eyes and see what's in our community. Sometimes we're so used to just doing all the things we like, and we're so busy and we're so filled within ourselves that we don't see how broken our community is and how much help they need. And so it's just a great way to open your eyes and to give back. And I guarantee you, whenever you go out and help, it's an amazing feeling that you can't get any other way.
I agree with that. Betty!
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with what Sydney said. I don't think there's a better feeling than giving back to someone. One of my favorite things is if we sometimes attend food pantries here at the school and at one of the elementary schools, and especially during Thanksgiving and Christmas, just seeing the look on these moms and dads' faces after they get, you know, their turkey or their ham, there's no better feeling than just knowing that you're making someone's holiday.
Wow. That is huge to recognize that at a young age, because if you keep that type of attitude as you go through life, you will bring a lot of sunshine into folks' lives. And it is really interesting how much power you really have, a lot of power just in your own individual self, making someone else's day, making a little bit brighter, or their life a little bit brighter. Because a lot of folks are going through stuff that you don't see, and then you don't hear about it until maybe something bad happened. But you say, well, I didn't know they was going through all that. Like a lot of your friends go through stuff, you know, and then when you can help them while they go through their stuff, it's so huge. And you're right, it is better to give than receive. It really is. Y'all give me turkeys now. I want some turkeys. So, no, I'm just kidding. But you do feel good when you give someone, when you help somebody. I told my wife, if I ever get rich, she said, well, I'll be in flying front. I said, I understand that, but I'm going to give a lot of it away, because a lot of folks are needy. And I always, the one I like the most is if I can be at Mickey D's one day eating eating some breakfast or something, and some lady drive up in a hoopty, and she has three kids and she's got a hoopty and it's about to fall apart and she's doing the best she can, I would give her a car. Just buy her a car. I want just buy somebody a car. That's why I want to buy somebody, not a used one, a brand new car. It's a brand new car. That's Danielle. You go, little kids alone, girl. But you know, it feels so good when you can help somebody else. Mm-hmm. Well, Maddie and Sydney, I know the world is a better place because of you guys right now. You really, really are. And you guys have joined the list of the celebrities that were Key Clubbers, but you're still Key Clubbers. And so continue to let these lessons that you learn in the Key Club guide you, and let your parents guide you as you do this thing we call life, and keep shining, letting your light shine, because each one can teach one at the same time, but each one also can show somebody your light and show another person that, yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And when they see your light, they can say, hey, that's cool. You helped me see the way. So I appreciate you coming in and sharing a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I get you guys back to class. So
yes.
I'm going to let you go. Well, to the parents and to the students. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy Maddie, copy Sydney. You can't go wrong. Copy them. You can copy them. You can be Key Clubber. You can join the Key Club. It's okay. You can do that. You can go all the way. You can be famous. And young man, be a man. Up your pants. I can't stand sagging. It's driving me crazy. If I had any hair, I'd pull it out. Maddie, Sydney, what do you think about sagging? What y'all think about sagging? Turn the mic so I can't hear him, huh?
Not attractive.
Not attractive.
Yeah, no. Just buy a belt. Even if you have a belt, why aren't you using it? I don't understand.
Exactly. Gentlemen, these are two ladies. They say it's not attractive. Don't do it. Buy a belt. Wear a belt. Pull up your pants. Views Best School Talk, that's the Views MC Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School Giant 90.9. The Views of me and my guest. Until next week, I'll have somebody in here. I don't know who it's going to be, but come on, check us out on School Talk.